Goedemorgen. For those of you that don't know, my name is Thomas. Nie Thomas nie, ek weet nie hoekom nie, maar dis Thomas. En I must say, ek is voel baie beter achter die keyboard as hier voor met die mic. Maar my kinders, hou toe nou aan, ek moet 'n grapje vertel. Om te begin, oh, he's just like Siggy. He's got like grapjes, nee. Ek het die grapjes nie. But I see Simone wrote me a grappie here, but I think it's a grappie of like 50 years ago. So die grappie sê, hoekom swem haie net in sout water? Want peperwater laat hulle nies. So for the English guy, why do, wat sê haai? Shark only swim in salt water because the pepper water makes them sneeze. So that's my grappie, dis die grappie wat ek het, dis al die grappies wat ek het. Simone het vir my geskryf, so dankie Simone. But there's such an excitement in the air in this time of year. Ek weet nie wat het is nie, maybe it's because there's so much unknown. Ons weet nie wat gaan gebeur nie. The children are in a new school, or not in a new school, but in a new class. New teachers. Maybe it's because we've just rested and we are ready to go, so we are excited about the year. And I always contemplate a bit about the year ahead. Dink so bietjie wat gaan gebeur. But I must be honest, the thought of 2025 was a bit daunting for me. I don't know why. But I just could not get myself to just think about the year ahead. We had a family visit over the Christmas holidays. And one morning, my brother took me and my sister out for a coffee. And my brother asked the question, what would you like to accomplish this year? Wat wil jy hierdie jaar accomplish? And I just did not have an answer. His reply to both me and my sister's answers of silence was, you cannot just survive in this year. And maybe it was just for me, but maybe for some of you sitting here, you also need to hear this. Because maybe 2025 was not the year you thought it was going to be. But I want to echo what my brother said that morning. We cannot just survive this year. So it got me thinking, what is it that I want to accomplish in 2025? And then Davi actually prayed something at the end of the first Sunday service of 2025. He prayed, God, what do you want me to do this year? And that really gripped my heart. I realized that that was actually the question that I had to ask. God, what do you want for me this year? What is your heart for me this year? What is your plan for me this year? What is your will for my life in 2025? So slightly convicted of being so self-centered, to start with, I asked God what it is that He wants me to do in this year. And that God did answer me, and I want to share that answer with you today. I believe God told me that He wants me to fall in love with Him again. That's what He said to me. Fall in love with me again. Now, Matthew 22 verse 37 says the following, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. That is what God commands when it comes to love. But I think God is calling me for more in this year. Something more like Psalm 143 verse 6 that says, I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. And the picture I get is arms stretched out like this. And embracing God in this new year. So it's more than I want to say it's more than a Matthew 22, 37 kind of love. So I've said this before. Ek is stout vir 'n ou Kersfees fliekie. Nou, julle weet daai Hallmark movietjies, lekker. Stout vir enetjie, né? Maar die regte Hallmark, dit moet sê Hallmark. Anders is dit nie 'n lekker Kersfees movie nie. And Some of you might know that we usually go to Gouritz in December for a sea vacancy, like a caravan vacancy. But we didn't do that last year. So we had a lot of time to work through a lot of those Hallmark Christmas movies. And if I say a lot, I mean a lot of those movies. And I don't know if you know the plot of those Hallmark Christmas movies. It's Amalie Sally, exactly the same. So if you don't know, this is how it goes. A guy falls in love with a girl. The girl or the guy gets mad. They make up. They live happily ever after. That's it. Amma van hulle, werk so. So after watching a few of those, ek het Simone het later gesê, weet ons het nie gedink, dit gaan gebeur nie. Regtig? Is hulle verlief geraak op mekaar? Who could have thought? Goed. So we watched quite a few of those over the December holiday. And all of them were very predictable. Very. So after watching those and hearing God say that he needs me to fall in love with him, we can easily think that that is what God is talking about. But God is not looking for a fairy tale love. God is looking for, is not looking for unreal, superficial love. God is calling for a deep, deep connection. A deep spiritual longing within me is calling out to the deep, infinite love and presence of God. But just think about it, falling in love with Jesus. Where do one start? Waar begin ons? Waar begin ek? If God says that to me, waar moet ek begin? And I think the first step is to realize that God really loves us. Ek dink baie keer vergeet ons dit. God actually loves us. God actually wants to spend time with us on a daily basis. He wants to spend time with me. He wants to spend time with us. We forget it. We think we have to come to God because, something we have to do. But actually, God is waiting for us to come to him, to spend time with him. God actually spent time with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. We read it in Genesis 3. That was actually after the fall. Genesis 3 verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of day. They recognized the sound of God because they spent time with him. It suggests that God's presence was familiar to Adam and Eve. So come on, guys. We have to start believing the fact that God actually loves us. That God actually wants to spend time with us. He sent his son to die on a cross for us. Don't let the devil come and tell you that you are not good enough. Don't let the devil come and tell you that you are not worthy enough. Don't let the devil come and lie to you. I want to read something, and it was exciting when I actually read it, and just the Holy Spirit just broke it open up for me in John 4, verse 7 to 10. And we all know the story about the Samaritan woman. So, jene maar is klein. Had ek eerder hier lees, ek kan nie daar sien nie. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. So she said to Jesus, "You are a Jew and I a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you." It's amazing. As jy net geweet het, If you only knew. Guys, ek wil vanoggend vir jou sê, if you only knew. As jy net weet wat die Here vir jou het. And I, as I was preparing this message, my heart was physically sore for some of you. My, asof ek, ja, die trane het gerol. Because I know some of you did not have a great 2024. Ek weet. I can name a few. Bernard, Alan, William. Sy fiets afgeval, toe koop hy weer vir hom een. Maar in elk geval, I know some of you didn't have a great 5 years. I know some of you didn't have a great 10 years. But you know what? If you only knew, as jy net geweet het, God was with you every step of the way. En daai gat wat jy gesit het, that dark hole that you were in, God was with you in that hole. God was there with you. But like we heard this morning, God does not force himself on you. Maar as jy net geweet het, that he was there, as jy net, if you only reached out to him, he wants to comfort you. He wants to love you like you've never been loved before. Others are sitting here, and they think that they are not good enough to be used by God. If I must be honest, I also think I'm not being good enough to be used by God and his kingdom. But God is saying today, if only you knew. Jy net geweet het. So come on guys. God is a gift for all of us in 2025. Ask him what it is. Ask him what his will for your life is. The next thing is, what we must realize is, fear and love do not mix. Het meng nie. So why don't we realize that God wants to love us? That God wants to spend with time with us? And the short answer is fear. Fear is a powerful thing. Fear is overwhelming at times. And so often Satan uses that to keep us from experiencing God. It could be that we feel scared and powerless. Afraid that if we love God, we're going to lose something that is valuable to us. This feeling of fear is directly linked to an orphan spirit. And dit het ek ook in die Bybel gesien hierdie week, and it was amazing. My mind was blown by Romans 8 verse 15. Romans 8 verse 15 says the following. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. Sien julle daai woordjie but? My translation sê rather. Met ander woorde, if the spirit of fear is on this side, then the spirit of adoption is on that side. So dit staan teenoor mekaar. So fear then is equal to an orphan spirit. What is an orphan spirit? Orphan spirit is often used to describe a mindset or an attitude that comes from feeling disconnected, lacking a sense of belonging and in the identity of God. And you cannot understand that God is actually a loving father. People with an orphan spirit often struggle to see themselves loved by God. They feel unworthy, and they feel that they have to validate themselves through performing. People with the orphan spirit lives in fear of rejection. Instead of resting in God's unconditional love, someone with an orphan spirit may view God as distant, critical, or impossible to please. So you see what fear is actually. Guys, we have the Spirit of God inside of us. There's no place for fear in our lives. Galatians 4 verse 6 to 7 says the following. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. We are sons and daughters of Christ. We must start to live like that. The next thing I think that is a key to falling in love with God all over again is that we must realize that the kingdom of God is a treasure. Last week's prayer meeting before church, I think John had a word about, as a Christian, it's sometimes a sacrifice. Dinge wat ons moet doen, it's a sacrifice coming to church or coming to community, whatever that we need for God's kingdom, sometimes is a sacrifice. But David said the following, sometimes the price seems high because we don't know the value of the prize. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes the price seems high because we don't know the value of the prize. Matthew 13 verse 44 says the following. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. So in ancient times, it was common for people to bury valuable items in the fields for safekeeping. So the treasure represents the immense value of the kingdom of heaven. So this man stumbles upon this treasure, recognizes its worth, hides it again, and then goes sell everything to buy the field that this treasure is actually in. I want to ask you, do you know the value of the kingdom of God? So that if you stumble upon it, that you actually know the value of that treasure. Weet jy wat is die value? We must ask God to show us what the value of the kingdom of God is. Ons vergeet baie keer. And just to start with, ons het die ewige lewe. We have eternal life. Forever and ever, for eternity we are going to heaven. That in itself has got an immense value. The verse actually says that the man in his joy sold all. So I want you to ask God in this year to show you the treasure of His kingdom so that even joy can return to our lives. Another example will be that of Paul's life. So Paul, if you do some research on it, we'll see that he was in the tribe of Benjamin. So that particularly only for my family, but if you read about it, you will know that that was a respected family within Israel. He was a Pharisee before he came to know the Lord. He was jealous in persecuting the church. So hy was 'n gesiene man before he met God. 'N gesiene man. Ek seker in daai tyd baie geld gehad, baie. Hy was 'n gesiene mens. Yet in Philippians 3 verse 8 to 9, he says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with Him. Is that how we are feeling about God? God must show me the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. Love comes from being stunned by the love of God, being overwhelmed by the person of Jesus dying on our behalf. Ask Him to show you the treasure again, so that when you stumble upon it, you know the value that it has. The fourth thing I think that needs to happen to fall in love with Jesus is we need to know Jesus. Many of us think loving Jesus is just obeying him. And obeying is surely a part of showing that we love Jesus. Because Jesus says so in John 14, verse 15. Ek het nie vir jou gegee nie. If you love me, keep my commands. So this is what I say in John 14. But Jesus wants more than that. He wants our affection, our emotion, and our hearts. He wants us to know him. And I think sometimes the problem with living in the information age that we are living in now is we have too much knowledge. So as iets wil weet, Google ons het. Ons praat nou die dag al oor by die huis. Toe ons op school was, if we wanted to know something, we had to go to the library. Ne? En die library was gewoonlik toe, wanneer ek wou geweet het. So, and then, dan moes jy die encyclopedie kry, en dan moes jy in die encyclopedie soek, en so aan. So, we have too much knowledge. But, even the knowledge of Jesus sometimes can be an academic knowledge. Kan ek kop ding wees. We know Jesus. But is it head knowledge or is it heart knowledge? So let me try to show you what I mean. Ek het nie vir jou gegee nie, so moenie stres nie. We read in Mark 2 about God healing a paralyzed man. Goed, so in short, a paralyzed man was brought to Jesus by his friends. Hulle weet deur die dak, want daar was te veel mense, the crowd was too big. And seeing their faith, Jesus not only healed the man, but forgave his sin. Goed, so we all know that story. So what do we know? We know Jesus showed compassion and he offered physical and spiritual healing. Dis wat ons weet in ons koppe. My question is, do you believe that Jesus will actually do that for you? If you are paralyzed by fear, will he actually take that away? Jy is dalk nie fisies paralyzed nie, but you can be paralyzed by something else, fear of. Do you believe that God actually wants to do that for you as well? Nie net vir daardie man wat deur die dak gekom het. The next one we read in Mark 10 is restoring the sight of a blind man. So in short, the blind man cried out to Jesus for mercy as Jesus was passing him by. Despite being rebuked by the crowd, he persisted. Jesus asked him what he wanted. And when he said he wanted to see, Jesus healed him, restoring his sight. So once again, my head said, Jesus' response to faith and persistence, showing that he helps those who eternally seek him. But do you believe that God not only wants to restore your physical sight, as jy dalk nie kan sien nie, but actually open your spiritual eyes to see what he has in store for you? You see, that's the difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. We read all of these things. Even the woman at the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus asked her for a drink. And we know that Jesus extended grace to her and salvation. But is it head knowledge? Or do I actually believe that God will extend that grace to me as well? So, falling in love with Jesus does not have to be hard. Te veel moeilik te wees. It was not difficult for me to fall in love with my beautiful wife. Which might started out as a fairy tale, has grown into something much deeper. Anne and I have been together for 20 years. is hier. Ja, ek moet die medaille kry, né? But I love her more and more each day. Why? Well, apart from the fact that she's the most beautiful woman in the world, I get to learn more about her each day. And that makes me fall in love with her more and more each day. So we have to go beneath the surface of religion. Beneath this thing of only coming to church on a Sunday. We have to discover the one who loves us more deeply. That he loves us more than we could ever, ever imagine. We must ask God to help us, to speak to us, to listen to our hearts, and to love us unconditionally. Because He is a God that wants to help us. He's a God that wants to speak to us. He's a God that wants to listen to us. And He's a God that loves us unconditionally. But, and we've heard it more than once this morning. It came out in prayer. It came out in worship. He is not going to force Himself on us. We have to choose to open our hearts to Him and to let His love come into our hearts. We have to choose Jesus over the things of the world. We have to search for Him until we find Him. And you know what? He wants to be found. But we have to search for Him. So my heart for all of us is that we fall in love with Jesus in a way that we've never loved Him before in 2025. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to come this morning and I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you that you actually loved us first, God. Holy Spirit, we realize that we are unable to love without your help this morning. So I want to pray for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit this morning. I want to pray that you will come into our hearts and that you will help us with this loving of God in a new and special way in this year. Lord, I pray for each one of us that we will have a deeper connection with you in 2025, Lord, that we will get to know you more, that we will know what your heart is for our lives, that we will get to know you better and better. And in that, I pray, Lord, that we will actually just love you more. God, and I want to come against the orphan spirit that's in some of us this morning, Lord. That spirit that thinks that I'm not worthy enough. I'm not good enough. Surely God cannot love me the way that I am. Surely God cannot love me because I've done this, that, or that. Lord, I want to come and pray against that orphan spirit, Lord. None of us sitting here this morning is an orphan, Lord. None of us. We are all sons and daughters of the Holy King. So, Lord, I want to come and pray against that Holy Spirit, that orphan spirit this morning, God. Holy Spirit, will you help us? When that thing pops his head out, that you will remind us that you are not an orphan. Lord, and I want to pray also this morning, God, that you will show us the treasure again, the treasure of your kingdom, God. So that when our eyes see it, when we see it, that we will realize this is part of the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. If we stumble across it, that we will know, Lord, and that in our joy, we will continue to serve and to love you, Lord. That it will not be, dat het nie 'n werk sal wees vir ons, Here. But that it will actually be a joy in our lives, Lord. Holy Spirit, I pray for a fresh anointing of you in this year. And with our eyes closed, I want to give this moment this morning. If there is anybody here that says, I've never given my life to God. I am not a son or a daughter of the Holy King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you to be bold this morning, and I want you to put up your hand and say, I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to become part of the kingdom of God. So if there's somebody here, I want to ask you. I see that hand. I see that hand. If there's anybody else, put up your hand right now.